the fourth quarter, being brought to you by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa here on Thunder Country KIIC. 51-51, 3A championship, 8 minutes to go in regulation. You look at the game numbers so far, Oskaloosa shooting 64% on 21 of 33 from the field. Glenwood, 40% on 20 of 50. Oski 7 of 13 from long range. Glenwood 6 of 22. Oski is 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Glenwood 5 of 6. The big story, though, is turnovers and rebounds. Oski's turned the ball over 9 times compared to 3 turnovers for Glenwood. We're being out-rebounded 27 to 17, and Glenwood has 14 offensive rebounds, Brett. Way too many extra opportunities.
Yeah, when I said Glenwood's going to have to rebound with us, I'm going to take that back. We need to get to rebounding with them. If we can clean up our turnovers and put an emphasis on eliminating them one shot, we're going to be fine. We have 8 minutes to do it right here. I feel confident that our guys are going to come out here and get this thing done.
All right, one quarter to go. Fourth quarter underway, again brought to you by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa.
I'm
with
charged.
That out, I'm Jamie Brockman. Oh, they're going to call Foster for the block. That's questionable.
Could've been.
He extended the forearm and shoved Foster to the floor, but Foster picks up the block foul.
Yeah, he beat him to the spot. I just heard a fan say that. He beat him to the spot. And maybe it's just because Xavier's so big, it's hard to give him a charge, but he was there. There's no doubt. Go get it. Yeah, it's us.
And there's a turnover, Glenwood, as they lose it out of bounds. And by the way, that's only the
fourth turnover for them.
Yeah, it's only the first foul on Foster, though, I was looking at.
Okay, yeah, so, that's big.
Only his first foul. But it is only the fourth turnover as well on Glenwood, as Brett mentioned, as here we see Cole Henry come back onto the floor, and Tucker Nunnekoben goes back to the bench. So it's Henry, Yates, Tucker, Cruz, and Foster on the floor for Oskaloosa. 7:35 to go in the game. 51-51 tie in the 3A championship. Here's Spencer Tucker out top for Oskaloosa.
I like Tucker with the ball. He's a kid that's not going to come off the court for us just because he handles it so well. Get us into something.
Gives it to Henry.
Little post. We need another one to come. We need another screen.
Henry all takes right, it down it. To the baseline. Then fires it back out top to Yates. Ball fake by Yates. Now Foster, top of the key.
Stay patient.
Foster can't finish the drive. Kicks it to Henry. Henry in the lane. Left-hand hook shot, no good. Battles for it. Gets his own rebound.
And
back
one.
Up. Count it. And one for Cole Henry.
That's just desire. That really is. I mean, he went in there. That was a tough first shot. Went up and got his own offensive rebound. And he just wanted it more than the Glenwood player and went up strong.
Yep. Absolute desire right there in heart for Cole Henry.
He was excited about it, too.
Yes, he was. So, free throw is
hey.
Good. He knocks down the free throw, completes the three-point play. 54-51, Oski.
Where are we at?
6:49 to go in the game. Oh, there's a block by Foster. A block by Foster. As Stanislav took it to the hoop, looked like an easy two, and here comes Foster to say, my friend.
Yeah, great block. Oh, could he
now
do
Foster
it?
Now Foster for three.
Oh,
no good.
A little deep. Get back.
Here comes Glenwood the other way. Oski leading 54-51. 6:27 to play. Three ball. Top of the key is good. Three ball is good by Andrew Bloom.
Yep. That was a bad matchup for us. Cole went out there. He didn't want to press up too much because he was afraid Bloom would go around him. And no hand in his face. He knocked it down.
We're tied again. 54-54. 6:05 to play. Here's Henry in the lane. Puts it up a little soft. Tip back up by Foster.
Oh,
no good. Cruz, offensive rebound, takes it in and is fouled. So obviously, Brent, as we anticipated and thought, there was some talk about banging the boards in the huddle during the last couple timeouts. And Oskaloosa is answering that call here, rebounding the ball well the last few times down the floor.
Absolutely. I feel like we've attacked the glass on the offensive side here for this opening 2 minutes, and it's going to be important. When you attack the glass like that, you also have to be disciplined and make sure that you have a guy back to make sure that you stop their break.
And Jared Cruz knocks down the free throw with ease that time.
Yeah, we look comfortable at the line. That's kind of what I was trying to say. There's no good miss, but at least we look comfortable at the line.
Second free throw. little hard off the back iron. Rebound to Bloom for Glenwood. 5:55 left to play in this 3A championship regulation. Oski leads it by one. 55-54. Fourth quarter brought to you by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency.
Get to him.
Three ball. Bloom is good.
The Bloom Ryan brothers Bloom. Are killing us right now.
Yep.
One's a freshman, one's a senior, and they are feeling it.
10 points now for Ryan Bloom. Yates has it out top. Skips it clear over left corner to Cruz. Passes up on the three. Now
Don't
Henry.
Don't do it now. Don't do it now. We got to move the ball.
Nanakoven.
We've had Xavier a couple times and just have not gotten it to him.
Here's Go Henry up. In the lane. Double teamed.
No needs to fade there.
Yeah, had to force up a shot there against a double team. Nobody came to help. Fade away wouldn't go. Rebound, Glenwood. They lead 57-55. 5 minutes to play regulation. Three ball up, no good. Battle for the loose ball. We're going to have a foul over in the far corner, and it looks like it's going against Oski.
I think Nanakoven was wanting a foul. And,
okay, just tipped out?
They tipped out, yeah, he kind of lost his balance.
So stays with Glenwood. They'll inbound under their own basket. They get it into the right corner. Now they swing it out top. 4:50 left to play in the fourth quarter. Glenwood 57, Oskaloosa 55 in the 3A title game. Tucker Nanakoven. Cole Henry, Ryan Yates, Xavier Foster, and Jared Cruz on the floor for Oskaloosa. Three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound, spotted around. Jared Cruz comes up with it. Long pass down the floor. Tucker Nanakoven has an opening, takes it in. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, Glenwood. Boy, you'd love to have that one back. Three ball for Glenwood. No good this time by Ryan Bloom.
Oh, my goodness.
Offensive rebound, though, to Glenwood. Three ball. Good off the offensive rebound. Andrew Bloom. 60-55. Glenwood. Oski needs an answer. Cruz going down the lane hard. He's fouled on the drive. Nope.
Full timeout.
Timeout called by Coach Parker. It's going to be a full timeout. 4:06 left to play in the fourth quarter. And it's Glenwood 60, Oskaloosa 55. And they had a TV timeout coming here, next stoppage after 4 minutes, but Coach Parker couldn't wait much longer there as got to slow down this Glenwood run.
I want to think that one of the main reasons it is because he wanted to sub Spencer Tucker back in the game, and he needed to do that because we need Spencer to be the floor general out there and get us into our sets.
4:06 left to play, fourth quarter. Glenwood 60, Oskaloosa 55. We will take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry. Where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
All right, we are back. High fidelity courtside, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, 3A championship. 4:06 left to play in the fourth quarter, brought to you by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Oski has the ball out of the timeout. Spencer Tucker back in now for Oski to kind of be the floor general. Nope. Cole Henry has it right wing, feeds it in the lane to Cruz. Cruz wanted to go back over the top to Henry, couldn't do it. Yates now to Cruz. Cruz going to be fouled at the free throw line. Reaching in was Zach Carr, and he'll be charged with the foul. And that'll be team foul number 4, I believe, on Glenwood. And there's the media timeout. No, team foul number 5 on Glenwood. And we'll go right back to the timeout here as this is the media timeout for the fourth quarter. So Glenwood leading 60-55 over Oskaloosa. Now 3:47 left to play in this 3A championship regulation. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in 1 minute on Thunder Country KIIC.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Out of the timeout, three ball, Jared Cruz, top of the key, in and out. Rebound, Glenwood. They now have the basketball and a five-point lead, and now 3:18 to go. Looks like they might be content to run a little bit of clock, and then Moore starts to drive, and he's going to be fouled by Cruz.
Yeah, they're playing a little four-corner ball here, so they're going to look to stall some clock. And if there's one guy that we don't want to foul, it's number three Moore, shooting like 91%.
It's team foul number five on Oskaloosa. So both teams with five fouls, neither in the bonus yet. Inbound to Moore. Glenwood looking to go to a little stall ball here.
Space like crazy.
Yep. 3 minutes and counting to go in the fourth quarter. Glenwood 60, Oskaloosa 55. Oh, one of these two schools is going to win their first ever state boys basketball championship. And there's Moore going to be fouled by Tanner DeCock. And it's team foul number six for Oskaloosa, so it'll be bonus. The final 2 minutes and 50 seconds for Glenwood.
Kind of interesting. Moore's probably one of the scrawniest kids out there, and he's doing a lot of chirping. I don't think that some of our guys are going to take too kindly to that. We got to make sure we keep our heads and play with the game. We need a turnover.
Zach Carr to inbound for Glenwood. Gets it in just in time to Andrew Bloom. And again, they...
There you go. Spence, body him up.
They kick it way out. Spencer Tucker guarding Moore very tightly. Bloom drives the lane, then kicks it out. Yep, they are...
I think we're going to have to decide a few guys of who we might want to consider fouling. Not him. We don't want to foul Moore.
Well, as you look up and down here, Moore is 93% at the free throw line, and he just got fouled, and it's team foul number seven. So, yeah, I said, you know, we talked earlier in the game, free throws were going to be huge tonight, and it looks like that's what it's going to come down to here. Glenwood leads it by five. They're in the driver's seat right now with 2:24 to play. They're in the bonus. They have a foul to give on their end before we get automatic free throws. And at the free throw line is Nate Moore, 93% on the season, knocks down the first.
Yeah, if we have a chance after we score down here, we're gonna want to figure out what we want to do defensively against that four-corner stall.
Second free throw in and out. Rebound Xavier Foster. Here's Tucker,
baby.
Deep three, yes!
Oh my goodness.
Spencer Tucker from 20 feet plus,
that
knocks it down.
3 feet behind the NBA line.
61-58, Glenwood leads by three.
There we go, be smart.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 3-point Glenwood lead. They've got the basketball.
Oh, go get it. That a baby? Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Tip ball almost stolen, but Glenwood somehow comes out with it. Now they go back to the stall. And Cole Henry's going to wrap up more. He had no choice. He had to.
I don't mind the foul, but when someone else has the ball, I don't care what percentage they shoot, it's going to be less than 93%.
Right.
So we might want to, I mean, their next is...
the next would be...
Andrew Blum, number 12. He's 80%. That's very good. So anybody but those two, that's foul.
Yeah. First free throw good by Moore. ...62-58, 4-point Glenwood lead. Second free throw,
and
no
he
good.
Missed it again.
Missed the backside two times in a row.
All right, 4-point game.
Oski rebounds, they're down four. A minute 40 left to play. Spencer Tucker.
We need to get into something.
Xavier Foster, top of the key, over to Ryan Yates.
Get it. Oh, go post him.
And Yates is going to be mauled and fouled. I think Zach Carr is going to get charged with it, I think. Might be Moore. We'll see. They were both right there. Nope, they're going to call Moore for the foul.
He's foul out. That is huge.
Oh, he did.
That is absolutely huge.
Did. That is the fifth foul on Nate Moore, and he is out of the game, and he's the 93% free throw shooter.
And their field general. He's the one that controls their entire offense. So now we're looking at number 12, Blum. As their best free throw shooter if they're going to go to that stall game. And after that, we need to make sure that we can foul anybody if they're going to do it.
Team foul number six on Glenwood. So we're not in the bonus yet. Oskaloosa inbounds. A minute 19 to play. 62-58. Glenwood leads it by four.
Let's get a good look.
Oski, deep three from Tucker. Way off the mark that time.
Don't foul him.
And with the basketball is Andrew Blum, and he will get fouled. And Blum, the next best free throw shooter on this Glenwood team at 81%, will walk down to the other end, and he'll have the one-on-one. Team foul number nine on Oskaloosa. So from here on out, double bonus for Glenwood with a minute six to go.
And we take Tucker out of the game here, and I understand that was a bad shot, but he is big-time offense for us, so kind of interesting. There you go. He misses.
Too strong on the front end. Rebound, Xavier Foster. Oski still with a chance. Down four. 1 minute to play.
And we got to know who's going to get us into our set. There you go. Call timeout.
Timeout. Yep. Got to set things up here.
Get
for
him back
final,
in. Good.
For the final 57 seconds. So we're going to keep it right here and kind of set the stage. So, foul-wise, double bonus from here on out for Glenwood. Oski will be in the single bonus every foul committed here as they have six team fouls. We're down four. We've got the basketball. Brett, what do we need to do? What is Coach setting up here for the final 57 seconds?
We need a bucket at the hoop. A bucket at the hoop. Their best free throw shooter is out of the game. He's out of the question. We bring this thing down to two. If they want to stall it or whatnot, we can look to get a turnover. But even Andrew Blum, their 80% free throw shooter, he didn't look extremely comfortable there. He fired that thing up there pretty deep. So I'm not saying he's going to step up with confidence either. So let's make sure we get a good look. We don't need to force anything stupid. We have plenty of time.
57 seconds remain. Glenwood 62, Oskaloosa 58 in the 3A championship. Here's Spencer Tucker back in the game now.
Man.
Ryan Yates, NBA three, no good. Save back in
wow,
by
what a
Jared
save.
Cruz.
Save what a save.
Cruz.
And then he comes back in.
Cruz saved it right to Foster. Foster got it right back to Cruz for the two. Now Glenwood.
Don't let him get a bucket.
Trying to outrun Oski to the other end.
Yep.
Oski got back
steal
on
it,
defense.
Steal it.
And now Tucker will commit the foul on Blum. Back to that offensive basket by Oski. What a save by Jared Cruz, back into play after the missed three by Yates, and then Foster with the wherewithal to fire it right back to Yates for the or to Cruz for the easy two.
And if you weren't here, you don't understand how big of a play and how much of an amazing play that was.
Now at the free throw line is Andrew Blum, 81% on the season, knocks down the front end. It's double bonus now for Glenwood. Every foul, he hits the front end and the back end. He hits them both. Back to a 4-point Glenwood lead. 30 seconds to play.
All right.
30 seconds to play. Hoskey's got the ball down four. Spencer Tucker. Xavier Foster. Yates. Back to Foster.
One more. There we go. Good look.
Cruz for three. No good.
Go get it. Travel.
That's a travel.
Yes.
There you go. They call it. That's a travel. He got the rebound, fell to the floor. That's a travel, and they call it. So the ball should go back to Oskaloosa here.
Okay, good timeout.
And we're going to have a timeout called for, I think, by, not sure if it was Oskie or Glenwood, but.
I would assume Oskie looking to set up something here.
So 9 seconds remain. 9 seconds. We're down four, Brett. There isn't a thing as a four-point play unless you're fouled on a three-point basket. So what do we do here? Quick basket, set up the press, look for a turnover, obviously, or a quick foul?
You know, in this situation, I'm perfectly fine with setting up a quick bucket under the hoop because they're not going to foul. But I'm also okay if we can get a really good look from the perimeter. If we make this, we have to make sure that we get into Andrew Bloom's face. Number 12, that's something we need to be talking about too. Let's get a bucket. As soon as we do, don't let 12 touch the ball. Make someone else shoot free throws.
But here's the thing, only 9 seconds remain, so how long can you wait to get that basket?
Oh, we need something off the inbound.
Okay.
Absolutely. This play has to be set up to either catch under the hoop or we're going to get a bucket off the inbound. We can't take it out and try to get something else.
All right, here we go. 9 seconds remain. Oskaloosa down four with the basketball. Henry inbounding under his own basket.
Nice.
Gets it to Foster
there
for the dunk.
Come on, don't let 12 touch. Oh, he's taking it out. Don't let 12 touch it.
Quick basket.
What are
there.
You doing?
Intentional. What? Did they just called an intentional foul, I think, didn't they?
I don't have a clue as
they
to
did.
What just happened.
They just called an intentional foul on the inbound.
Xavier grabbed the guy taking the ball out of bounds. Xavier grabbed him, and I'm not sure what happened.
I mean, that. I don't know. It may be the right call, but still, it's a big call. Two free throws and the basketball here for Glenwood. So, let's go back. So, we got the quick basket on the inbound to Foster coming in left side for the dunk. And then Foster wrapped up Nate Kennedy and I guess held him from receiving the inbound pass, and they call an intentional foul.
Well,
and he goes to the other end, hits both free throws.
I think there was confusion on Oskie as to who was taking the ball out. And then I don't know what Xavier was doing there. I mean, someone would have to ask him, but he did wrap him up, and I'm not sure what was going on.
He did. So they called the intentional foul on Foster. Kennedy went to the other side, hit both free throws. Now Glenwood gets the ball, inbounds it length of the floor. And Oskaloosa trying to foul, and Foster will, but they're not going to call the foul. And the horn will sound, and that's it. And Glenwood's going to be your 3A champion. 66-62 is the final. 66-62. Glenwood wins the 3A championship. They beat Cedar Rapids Xavier and Oskaloosa to win this championship. You got to tip your hat to them, Brett. They beat two of the best teams in the state of Iowa, and to be the best, you got to beat the best, and they did it. But boy, there were some bad breaks and things that just didn't go our way here in the final minute or so of this game.
Yeah, they played a better game as far as taking care of the ball, rebounding the ball. So they did a lot of those fundamental things better than we did, and I take nothing away from our players. We got after it. We played as hard as we could, and you don't intentionally give up that many rebounds and turn the ball over, so you can't do that. You just got to tip your hat to Glenwood. I would say this, though. You know, they beat the numbers 1, 2, and 3 seed, but they had a 24-2 record coming in. So let's talk about the fact that they had only lost two games on the year. So erase the seedings. They were just a darn good team.
Well, one big story is the rebounding margin. 36-25, Glenwood out-rebounds Oskaloosa. 16 offensive rebounds in this game for Glenwood. Way too many. Oskaloosa had only 5 offensive rebounds. So, again, that's a big story. And then turnovers. 10 turnovers for Oskaloosa, only 5 for Glenwood. A lot of points off turnovers and a lot of second-chance opportunities and points for Glenwood. And in the end, that's what's going to make the difference. And Glenwood is your 3A champion as they defeat Oskaloosa 66-62. But hey, Oskaloosa, I know they're upset right now. I know they wanted this championship, but you're taking home the runner-up trophy, first time ever in school history, and you finish your season 23-4. Not bad.
What a ride.
Not bad.
What a ride. There's not one Oski fan here that's going to sit here and complain about the fact that we just got to play in the state championship game. And the players should be extremely proud. Obviously, after any loss, especially of this magnitude, you're going to be down. We're sitting here a little bummed out. You know, the energy's kind of gone. But we have nothing to be ashamed of. We have a lot to look forward to, but let's celebrate the success of this team right now and watch Oskaloosa take home a state runner-up trophy.
Yeah.
We can't complain too much.
Talk about the rebounds and the turnovers, but, man, that intentional foul, huge, really, because it, you know.
You know, of magnitude.
You got the two free throws and the ball back and a chance to run out the clock.
For our boys, it's almost an equivalent to like the old Chris Webber calling the timeout, going out of bounds type thing, where it's just a fluke. Like, we had no clue what was going on, and it's just a shame that it had to finish that way, because it was really boiling to be a great finish.
Great game all the way through, man. This was one of the best title games I've seen in a long time, and I know I'm a little biased because Oskaloosa's playing in it, but I tell you what, if you're a basketball fan, I don't know how you couldn't love this game. It was something else, and this place is jam-packed full right now, and everybody got their money's worth with that 3A title game. Glenwood wins it, though, 66-62 over Oskaloosa, and they are your 3A champs. They finish up 25-2, win their first ever state championship in basketball. Oskaloosa goes to 23-4, and they bring home the runner-up trophy. So we're going to keep it here during the postgame and the trophy presentation, and also let you know who's on the all-tournament team. I expect two or three Oski guys to be on that all-tournament team, but we'll wait and see. And how about this? Oskaloosa Superintendent Russ Ryder, who's on the state board for the Iowa High School Athletic Association, gets to present the trophy to Oskaloosa for their second-place runner-up finish and the banner that will be hanging in the gym. And, of course, he is the superintendent of Oskaloosa. He's going to be exiting after this year and going to Independence, but his son is a member of this team, and I know that's a big... I know he takes a lot of pride in giving Oskaloosa that trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. He would have loved to give us the state championship trophy, but a lot to be proud of there, especially on his farewell tour here for Oski. He's done a lot of good things for our community and in our school district. So that's a pretty cool moment where we have our superintendent giving us the trophy.
It is. And right now, Oski huddling up, holding the trophy, and consoling each other. And
we have some all-tournament team announcements right now.
Glenwood just awarded the 3A championship trophy, and now we're ready to find out who is on the all-tournament team here for Class 3A. I can tell you this. We're going to see Xavier Foster on that team. We better see Jared Cruz on the team. He had a heck of a tournament, and I think you could even make a push for Cole Henry. So we'll see.
It just depends. Like, guards, how huge was Tucker for us? Yep. I don't know if he did enough. He was on the court constantly. Nate Moore for Glenwood, he was their point guard. So
yeah, he's the first one announced. So Nate Moore of Glenwood is on the all-tournament team. There's Jared Cruz from Oskaloosa being announced to the all-tournament team.
That's pretty special. He is such a good kid. What a kid of character.
Yep. Matthew Mims from Cedar Rapids Xavier. I think he's moving on to play for South Dakota State, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Great player for the back-to-back champions who tried to three-peat this year but finished up third place in 3A. Here's Xavier Foster, the 6'11 sophomore coming out. He's all-tournament. No shock there. What a tournament by Foster. I think he really answered the call. I know he made a couple mistakes there down the end of the stretch, but overall, we wouldn't be here without Xavier Foster on this team.
Yeah, if we win the game, Xavier's going to be the captain of the team, and deservedly so. Andrew Blum, he was huge for them all day, is the 3A team captain.
So Andrew Blum for Glenwood. Two Glenwood, two Oskaloosa, one Cedar Rapids Xavier. That's your 3A all-tournament team. Congratulations to everybody, and congratulations to Glenwood, your 3A state champs. They win 66-62 over Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa brings home the runner-up in Class 3A. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back here on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. We'll take a look at the game statistics, and we'll look back at the season for your Oskaloosa Indians and celebrate a second place finish in Class 3A. Don't go away.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
Springtime is just around the corner, and your big, beautiful True Value store in Oskaloosa has hot deals for you on sunflower, bird seed, wheelbarrows, turf builder, Roundup, too. You don't want to miss the savings at your big, beautiful Oskaloosa True Value. Behind every project is a True Value. Your True Value on the square in Oskaloosa.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
We're the one. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place, Mall Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. High fidelity here on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC. Not the finish we were hoping for, but what a year for the Oskaloosa Indians. They take home the runner-up trophy in Class 3A, and they finish up their year at 23-4. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Final score, Glenwood 66, Oskaloosa 62. And you look at the game statistics, Oskaloosa shoots 54% from the field for this game, 25 of 46. Pretty darn good shooting. All tournament long, actually, by Oski from the field.
Yeah, we shot amazing. I mean, and that was one of the reasons we were playing when we were. So,
8 of 19 from three-point land. Usually we're a little better than that, but 42%. And 4 of 9 at the free throw line. That's a big improvement at the well for Oski this week. 4 of 9 for 44%. For Glenwood, they shot 40% on 23 of 57. They were 9 of 28 from long range and 11 of 15 at the free throw line. Score was tied 11 times in this game. The lead changed 13 times in this game. Oskaloosa just blew Glenwood away in the paint, 34 to 16 in that category. Points off turnovers, Glenwood with 12, Oskaloosa with 8. Second chance points, 10 for Glenwood, 8 for Oskaloosa, but fast break points were big, 16 for Glenwood compared to 4 for Oskaloosa, and the Glenwood bench came up big too with 14 bench points.
Yes, I mean, when you look at the stats and you see the percentage that we shot 54%, and then we shot 42% from the three-point line. It's crazy to think that we lost, honestly, because when you look at Glenwood's stats, 40% from the field, 32% from the three-point line, but that really goes to show you how true it is that you have to do the little things in order to win. And Glenwood did a really nice job of rebounding the basketball. They out-rebounded us by 11, and they had 15 or 16 offensive rebounds. And then also the turnover margin was a plus 5 for Glenwood when we had 10 and they had 5. So free throw percentage 73% to 44%. So those little things that you never really talk about much that add up in the end, that's what got it done for Glenwood. So you have to tip your hat to them. They earned a victory tonight, and our Oski kids fought their butts off, but we just came up a little short.
Absolutely. So the final rebounding number is 36-25 in favor of Glenwood. And as you mentioned, 16 offensive rebounds for Glenwood, only 5 for Oskaloosa. So you look at the individual numbers now. And for Glenwood, they were led big game by Andrew Bloom. That's why he was the captain of the all-tournament team. 20 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double in the championship game against size like Oskaloosa has. I mean, that's a big-time performance for Andrew Bloom. 20 points, 10 rebounds. 14 points for Christian Stanislav, their leading scorer on the season. 11 points, 7 rebounds for Nate Moore before he fouled out. 7 points for Nate Kennedy. Those were the leaders for your 3A champion, Glenwood, who finished their year 25-2. For Oskaloosa, led by Jared Cruz. What a way to finish his career at Oskaloosa High School. He's been our leader the last 2 years, maybe 3 years. And to go out like this, I know he'd rather have the championship trophy, but what a performance by Jared Cruz. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 9 of 14 from the field. 2 of 6 from long range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Great job by Jared Chris to earn him the all-tournament team selection. Well-deserved, and yeah, one of the best kids you're ever going to meet for sure, Jared Chris.
Well, and the word coming into this tournament, even the Des Moines Register kind of said it. We have Xavier Foster and then Cole Henry getting D1 looks. But I mean, really, our best player could be Jared Cruz when it comes to an all-around player. He can score it. He can rebound. He can find guys, throwing the ball for assists. He's a good defender. So, yeah, what a way for him to finish his career at Oskaloosa, and you couldn't ask for a better kid to get that honor of the All-State team.
So for the tournament, the 3 games played here for Oskaloosa, Jared Chris scores 43 points, pulls down 21 rebounds. So that's about 14.3 points a game. Am I right, Mr. Math Teacher?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, man.
And 7 rebounds a game. Great performance all week by Jared Chris. 16 points, 5 rebounds for Cole Henry. Really brought his A game today. He was 7 of 11 from the field. He's a junior. He'll be back next year. And Xavier Foster, the 6'11 sophomore, 11 points, 9 rebounds. He was 2 of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from long range. So, you know, looking at Foster for the tournament, he's going to end up with 40 points in the 3 games played.
How many blocks?
He had 5 blocks today. 5 blocks today. That's 11 blocks in 3 games. That's
and he
impressive.
Came in with 85.
Yeah.
So he finishes the year with 96 blocks.
Wow.
My goodness.
That is insane. 5 block shots today for X-Man. 9 rebounds, 11 points. So, yeah, for the tournament, he's going to finish 40 points scored, 21 rebounds, and 11 block shots. Very impressive week for the sophomore as well. 8 points for Ryan Yates. He came up big when needed. 6 for Spencer Tucker. And that is the scoring for Oskaloosa. They fall short this 3A championship, 66-62, and they finish the year 23-4. So we got to highlight the seniors, Brett, because we wouldn't be where we are without them. There's no doubt about it. You know, you go to the seniors and you look at 4 years ago, freshman year, 6 wins. 3 years ago, sophomore year, 6 wins. Last year, 15 wins. This year, 23 wins. And a berth in the state championship and a runner-up finish.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanner DeCock started as a freshman, so he went through all of that. And you're going to miss the heart of a player like Tanner DeCock. And you got Tucker Nunnikoven, who gives everything he has. And just a lot of players. Spencer Tucker, we are going to miss his ball handling tremendously.
Absolutely.
I just talked with Coach Miller, Travis Miller, up in the concourse before the game, and I said, what advice do you have for Tyler coming up? Because he will be a point guard for us in the future. And he said exactly what I was thinking. You got to have a basketball in your hands, because that's what this team is going to lack going into next year, is a kid that can control the ball for us and make sure that we feel comfortable out top and setting our offense up.
And that being said, I think he can handle that call. I really do, Tyler Miller. I mean, I've seen him in practice a couple times this year, and, you know, they run offense against the starting defense, and he does handle the ball a lot against our starting five. So I think he'll answer the call.
Yep.
So, yeah, Spencer Tucker, Nick Harrington, Tucker Nunnikoven, Tanner DeCock, Jared Cruz, those are your seniors this year for Oskaloosa boys basketball. All thank you. Thank you, thank you for all you've done to get us here. Best of luck to you and whatever you do in the future. and you are going to be sorely missed, no doubt. Now, what do we got coming back? Well, you know, you've got Cole Henry back next year. You've got Xavier Foster back, you know, with a lot of experience and playing time. And then you add in guys like Tyler Miller, you know, Austin Hafner, a couple talented sophomores with Noah Van Veldhuizen and another junior, Tucker Irwin, who's going to bring a big body to the floor. So, I mean, we've got some things coming next year that I think we can kind of pick up where we left off, but obviously you're going to be looking a lot to Henry and Foster next year to run the show.
Yeah, it's the same deal in football. You know, it's funny when you talk to fans and people are in community, you're like, oh, you're losing so many guys. Are we going to be any good next year? But what people need to realize is we lose guys, but so does every other team.
Yep.
And you're going to reload with players and talent. And what we have to look forward to moving forward is we get a lot of talent back, and we also gain a lot of talent because, as I mentioned before, that sophomore class going through their 7th through 9th grade years was very solid. I mean, with or without Xavier, they were good. So we have a group of kids that really knows how to win.
Absolutely. Well, Brett, thank you so much for coming on board this week. It was an honor to work with you. I've known you a long time. Obviously, you were part of the first class I ever covered media-wise in Oskaloosa when I came in 01. So, you know, thanks for coming on board, man. You added a lot to the broadcast. I appreciate it. I know the community of Oskaloosa loves you, and thanks for doing it. And maybe we'll team up again soon.
No, I mean, this was the opportunity of a lifetime. I want to thank Thunder Country KIIC for having me on. And when I heard I might have the opportunity to broadcast beside Jamie Brockman, he's my favorite. I'm biased, whatever. He's one of my favorites. I still have my highlight tape from my senior year of football when you were doing it. So you made it easy, and what a first-class radio station, and you guys made this gig really easy, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, tell the family thanks for letting you come down here and do this. So
yeah,
appreciate it. All right, got to thank all our sponsors, obviously. We can't do any of this without them. And our post game, by the way, is brought to you by, once again, Penn Central Eye Clinic, Dr. Jim Els in Penn Central Mall, downtown Oskaloosa. So we want to say a big thank you to them. American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Gardner Collier Jewelry, True Value Hardware in Oskaloosa, Wendell Campbell, State Farm Agency in Oskaloosa, Modern Floor Covering, Boyle and Henderson PC, Jody McCoy Real Estate, GMP Insurance in Albia, McGriff's in New Sharon and Fremont, Community First Credit Union, Mahaska Bottling, also Motor Inn of Knoxville, and All Good Trucking. Thanks to all of you. We can't do it without their support, and we hope you enjoyed being a part of it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to all the listeners out there this week. And, of course, I got to say a huge thank you to Joe Millage, owner, president, on-air talent, you name it, at KIAC Thunder Country for, one, saying, hey, yes, let's go out and broadcast Oskaloosa at the state tournament and open it up the airtime to do that. Two, he was the one running the controls and behind the scenes the first couple of games this week. Today we had Beth back in the studio. Thank you to you, Beth. And Joe was here and doing a lot of things that go unseen here as well. So thank you to Joe Millage, KIIC, Thunder Country, and all of our sponsors. I had a blast. I hope you enjoyed listening. We would love to bring you a championship, but we were proud to feature this Oskaloosa basketball team all week here on Thunder Country KIIC. And Oskaloosa boys, congratulations on a second-place finish in Class 3A. So that's going to do it for Joe Millage and Brett Dowd and Beth back at the studios in Albia. My name is Jamie Brockman. Thank you again for listening, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. And thanks so much, everybody. We're saying goodnight from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on Thunder Country KIIC.